Hey, good morning. Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, I'm Sam Speck alongside Deborah Woodall. As well, as we inch closer to Veterans Day, we're joined in studio by one of the organizers of the Veterans Day celebration over there in Independence. Bits and pieces of it.
This is Coffeeville.
Oh, it's the Coffeeville one. Excuse me. So, John Hufford in studio with us. So, it is the Coffeeville one as I make that mistake there. But no, John, great to have you in studio here with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Plenty of things happening Veterans Day wise.
Yeah, we have some big events going on. Of course, Havana always does a big Veterans Day celebration, as Independence doing some stuff this year. And John, I'm gonna slide over here a little bit and get that microphone a little closer to you.
Okay.
There we go. That way we don't have any trouble hearing you. It's bad enough they have to listen to me today, huh? Anyway, we appreciate you coming in here, John. You have been involved. I want to start before we hop into the Veterans Celebration here for Coffeeville. Let's talk a little bit about the Coffeeville Flags of Honor, because you've really been involved in that, and you guys do some great things in terms of making sure we have flags that are up and look good anytime there's anything special going on around town. So how'd you get involved with the Flags of Honor?
Well, we, in the past, the veterans used to put up flags along 11th Street, and due to the inclement weather we have sometimes, such as rain and high winds, we was unable to do that for a couple of years. So I thought, well, if I can get the city to let me put the flags on the light poles, they would be lit up at night, and we could fly them a little longer than just one day. There's so many different occasions to fly a flag. And the other thing, too, I thought it would make a first impression to anyone that drove through our town to see these flags flying, that Coffeeville does show their patriotism. So about 4 years ago, we got started with this, got some donations, done real good with the donations so far, and we're going to continue to do it again next year.
All right. Well, now what some people may not be aware of is this is a totally donation-driven operation, and you are hooked up with a foundation to kind of help support that. And if people want to donate and help, either help with the purchase of flags, or I guess even maybe help making sure flags are where they need to be, you would be interested in hearing from them.
Yes, I would, very much so. If a person wanted to make a donation, they can go to the Coffeeville Area Community Foundation. Their website's CoffeevilleAreaFoundation.org, and just select Coffeeville Flags of Honor. The other thing Coffeeville Flags of Honor program is also for any veterans events, such as a Veterans Day parade and activities we're going to have this coming Saturday. It pays for the insurance and the other monies needed for this event.
Okay, so it's very a very important aspect of that overall veteran celebration that you're working on. And if someone gives to the Flags of Honor, that's tax deductible, right?
Yes, it is. It sure is. It's 501c. If they had any questions about it, they could call Janie DeVore Gillis at 620-251-4769, and she'll explain to them how it works.
Yeah, Janie's great over there at the Community Foundation. So, moving on, you've got this big Veterans Day celebration and parade coming up, and we're not doing it exactly on Veterans Day this year.
We're going to have it on Saturday. Sunday, most people are going to church and have other things, so we're going to do it the day before. We will start our breakfast at the VFW starting at 7:30.
Breakfast, that sounds good.
Biscuits and gravy. Our veterans can come down to our local VFW post 1022 and have breakfast. We'll be serving from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Okay, now the VFW post is on 8th Street?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and then so you can start out early in the morning. You can hit breakfast at the VFW. down there on West 8th Street, and then you're going to want to probably catch the parade shortly after breakfast, huh?
Well, Ashley, after breakfast, we are going to be at the Court of Valor. We'll have our color guard out there. Mark Guard, the choir director with the Phil Kinley High School, will have his choir out there to sing, as they did last year. They'll be singing the national anthem, and I believe also God Bless America. And we're also going to be at the Court of Valor raising our new flags, and we're going to honor the Gold Star Mothers. And then we'll have the laying of the wreath. So it's going to be something you might want to come and watch and participate in. We'd be happy to have you. The Court of Valor is located on Woodland and Klein by Restlawn Memorial Cemetery. So if you're interested in coming out, we'd love to have you.
And what time does that start again, John?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Now then, you know, really, and especially if you're a parent or grandparent of young kids, great way to take them out and kind of get them introduced to this idea of patriotism, right?
Yes, it is. It's really good. The young people last year really enjoyed participating in the parade and the singing. And I understand from the band director they're going to be with us again this year. And they've done real well in Independence at the Neil Waller Parade, I understand. So we look forward to having our local Phil Kinley High School band with us in the parade again this year.
Yeah. Well, what else will be coming up with the parade? It'll step off, I'm assuming. Now, typically, Veterans Day's parades will step off right after 11.
Correct. It'll be we're going to start lining up about 11 o'clock. At 11:30, we're going to start the parade. It'll start at 8th and Spruce and continue east to Walnut. And then we will turn back north and wind up at the Youth Center, whereas at approximately 12 o'clock, our Coffeyville Fire Department, our great firemen there, are going to serve the veterans lunch. So we will have lunch here directly after the parade for our veterans.
Okay, and that is strictly for the veterans, and that's being hosted by the Firefighters Union, I believe you said.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, so kudos for them for stepping up and honoring those vets with a luncheon, huh?
Yes, it's wonderful. They're really a great bunch of people. They work hard every day. Naturally, to keep us safe, and we really appreciate them.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, as far as the parade itself, John, you've got the high school marching band obviously going to take part. People are welcome to enter floats or even just, you know, deck, you know, if they have, you know, cool cars, bring their car out, slap a flag on the antenna. You know, have a good time. Honor the vets and show off your ride, or even, I guess it wouldn't even have to be a big float. Just come show your support.
Well, last year I encouraged some of the, like the Daughters of American Revolution will have a trailer there. I believe Taylor Crane will, for our veterans to ride on. So they can actually be riding in the parade if they would like. The weather's going to be nice. I believe we're going to have sunshine that day. It's going to be wonderful. So if you're a veteran and you'd like to ride through the parade with us, you're more than welcome to join us. We're going to have a couple of special. We're going to have Jim Lindsay. He's coming in from California. He's a retired major. And our Grand Marshal this year is Roger Walker. He's a retired Army veteran of 22 years. So we do have several people that's... will be in the parade, and like we said, if you have a car or anything you'd like to enter, we'd be more than happy to hear from you.
Okay. So if people want to do that, how can they do that, John?
They can contact me at my phone number, 620-252-9281. And I also have an email address you can send some information or ask about. It's CoffeyvilleAreaVeterans@gmail.com.
Okay, CoffeyvilleAreaVeterans@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's the email address. And, of course, you've got the phone number there, too. So if people want to get involved and help, or I guess if they even just had general questions about the day, they could contact you.
That's correct.
All right. Well, and one more time on the Coffeyville Flags of Honor, if people want to donate to that, they can contact just, I guess, probably the easiest thing to do would be go directly to the Coffeyville Community Foundation.
Yes, and it's located on West 11th. I guess everyone's probably familiar with Brown's Shoe Store.
Right.
And it's just right next door there. If you just wanted to drop a check in, there's a slot in the door where you can just drop it inside and leave it. And you'll be getting a receipt of that from the foundation.
Okay, so just make sure you leave a mailing address on there so they can get that receipt back to you for tax purposes. And I guess probably designate to, should they make the check out to the Flags of Honor or to the foundation and then a note to your organization in the memo?
We've been asking people to make it out to Coffeyville Flags of Honor.
Okay.
And in the bottom in the memo, since I did say earlier, we support other veterans events as well, and things that's going to be coming up in the future. So on the bottom of the memo, if you would like to put on there you want to donate to the Coffeyville Flags for flags along 11th Street or highways, or if you would like it to go for some other event, such as next year's celebration, Veterans Day celebration, be happy to leave it there. Also, if you have any ideas, you can slip a note in there to me, and Janie will make sure I get it.
All right. Well, make sure that people are aware of what's going on with the various the Flags of Honor and, of course, the Veterans Day celebration and all the other important activities that you guys are involved in.
Well, I sure hope we have a good showing of veterans. This is what it's for. It's our day to show them that we thank them for everything they've done for our country. And while I'm on here, I'd kind of like to thank the some of the sponsors that's helped me with this.
Sure.
The VFW Post 1022, American Legion Post 20, Daughters of the American Revolution, the American Legion Riders, and the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association of Southeast Kansas.
All right.
Thank you all.
They're great groups. They're coming together to make this happen, and can't say enough good things about them and all the great things they do to support our veterans.
Yeah, and the way that they're displayed as well is I really like, you know, the flags on the light poles and such. I'm from Loveland, Colorado, and they do a big thing for Valentine's Day for Loveland, and they do hearts and things. And just the general look of the town looks so good with the celebration. Then you're right, it's an added appreciation, and deservedly so, because we wouldn't be living the way that we are living without the ones that fought for it. And I'm sure, you know, it makes that downtown Coffeyville and all of Coffeyville really look really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I always said first impressions mean a lot. I think you'd learned that in school, even when you're sitting there and you're saying you're going to go out for your first job interview. Make sure you look through your best, because that first impression is what it's all about. And there again, I've heard from a lot of people from out of state, and call me or send me a letter saying how great the flags look and that they're really impressed. That's the first thing they notice when they come into Coffeyville. Yeah. And Coffeyville's got to be recognized for showing their patriotism.
Yeah. Aesthetically, yeah. It looks great. Appreciation, that's the number two. And then number three, patriotism. That's those are three big pillars of that. So great stuff.
Absolutely. Well, John Hufford, always a pleasure having you in to talk about this big event and the Flags of Honor. And anything we can do to help you support those efforts, we're always willing to have a chat with you, John.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me here today. I really appreciate what you all do also.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in. That's John Hufford with the Coffeyville Flags of Honor. I'm Deborah Woodall. He's Sam Speck, and this is the Mighty 690 KGGF.